Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now I'm like, I don't know, I feel like nothing could ever please me at this point. I'm also creative too, like I said, and then I also have ADHD. So it's like, I feel like I'm always just on the move looking for the next thing, you know? And I just wish I could just stay put. I really do.
Hey there, Future Rich fam. This is Amy. I am the editor of the podcast. I'm just popping in here to let y'all know that this is a two-part episode. This is part two of our episode with Monet. If you haven't listened to part one yet, we released that last week on August 2nd. Thanks so much.
You know what I want to do, right? Because you've been listening to the show. You know what I want.
Oh, no. What do you want?
Okay. My goal for you is I want an emergency fund.
Oh, geez.
And then I want to... I know. You knew that coming on here. You've been listening. You knew I'm going to ask this.
I want it too, though, Barbara. I do. So why am I, like, okay. Shocked?
Okay, so I want an emergency fund. So we're going to do everything in steps. So advocate for a raise. I think you deserve it. Or supplemental income, whatever. Let's get the student loans. That's going to be a process, right? Depending on how many years you have. But it's in the near term. It's like, I would say probably pre-40, which would be great. You could turn 40 and be like, no, Dad, wonderful. Okay, and then I want to work on your emergency fund. And consecutively, we're going to try and figure this out. I want to work on retirement.
Yeah. My mom is so concerned. My mom is so concerned for me. Yeah, she talks about it all the time because I'm a kind of person that I want a couple things in a job. I want to feel comfortable and confident. And even if I don't, I want to have that support. And I feel like I never had that support, minus my first big girl job. And ever since then, like, it just has been kind of downhill ever since. But I also need money too. And so, like, when I don't feel one of two things, I'm normally like, okay, guess what? My master's, I can go somewhere else. Like, right now in my brain, I'm like, oh, I can go somewhere else. But, like, I would love to, in all honesty, I would love to stay put somewhere, even though the ADHD is talking, like, gotta go. I want to be able to stay somewhere for a long period of time. Like, I did my first job. I worked in the ad agency world and I loved my life. I was kind of like an event planner, an internal event planner / administrative person. And I was only getting paid like, what, $20,000-something, but that was also back in like 2011, 2012. And it really stretched. And, you know, we were getting fed, we were drinking adult beverages, you know, adult like beverages. Once a week. Yes, and like having summer fries, and we had all these other perks that you can see in your face, like, you know, in real time. And I had the most amazing supervisor, and I would have stayed there forever, but just like advertising world goes, at least here in Pennsylvania, the cuts were like 3 times a year, and I was one of the many people that got laid off, and so that's the only reason why I left. I probably would have been there now after, you know, 12 years.
Yeah, that's a long time. And so is your mom more concerned about, do you talk to her about your finances, or is she concerned that she wants you to find a job that you're happy with and you can stay?
The latter. I wouldn't even tell her about, you know, finances, but she's a mother. Okay. So she has mother instincts, mother intuition. Instincts. So she probably assumes whatever she all, and she's a mom, the only child. So she assumes like probably needs food or, you know, she's not going to tell me because I'm very independent in that way. Like I could be on my last dollar, which is pretty much all the time. And I always make it work. I figure it out. So, and I rarely ever ask people for things. My friends are just so kind and they just have money to give. So sometimes they'll just be like, hey, here you go. Like I got a bubble tea for you today. Like you just, cause they know that I've been struggling for years and I would love to get to a point where I can just travel the world and do those things. But that's where my mom goes. She really wants me to stay put somewhere, and she comes from that time, and you know, in the world where like if someone's spitting in your face, you still stay put. It doesn't matter, you're retiring from there, you can get kicked in the knee and like, you know, have the worst health conditions, like you're going to stay there, it doesn't matter until you retire. And that's not the world
that old school yeah. Well, it's not the world we really live in, where you it's very rare, not to say it's not a, it's good or bad, but generationally things are a little different. That, you know, my grandfathers each worked for one company. That was it. Like, I don't think there was any thought. Like, yeah, you don't look. Yeah, but both of my grandfathers worked for the same company for their entire lives. I don't know that anyone even looked for another job, right? You got one job. You were happy. Yeah. You had your job. And then you stayed there till you were 65, like 40 years.
Yeah, or longer if you felt like it.
Yeah, exactly, if you could do it. Yeah, my one grandfather had a very physical job, so I think he was happy to have made it. But you don't have to. I think probably what your mom is looking is for some stability for you, if I had to take a guess, right? Because change is hard on everybody, and I think a lot of change in your career is hard, especially if the income is changing, right? Because a new budget and like what can I afford and not afford because the income is variable. But I also do think it's important that if you don't think this job is a good fit for you, I wouldn't stay just for the money. I think that given that you said that private companies pay about $10,000 more, you could look to go to one of those roles and immediately increase your income. I would tell you, though, to investigate the health benefits, because if the health is like kind of crappy, pardon my language, that adds up really quickly if you use medical insurance. And as women, we do tend to use our medical coverage. Little sidebar. I got married and I went on my husband's insurance, and he was on like, there's two options, the more expensive and the cheaper. So he was on the cheaper. So we went to the more expensive. Yeah. I've used up his whole HRA in like 6 months. Like, he was like, what happened to this account? I was like, oh, we got married and I go to the doctors and you've never gone. So that was like, I'm using it. He was like, they just take it. I was like, we're married. So yeah, now that's mine. So I was just, you didn't go anywhere, any doctors. Yeah. I took that. I didn't know I was taking that, but so it can, you definitely want to evaluate that. I think that gets overlooked often. And I think it's dependent on who you are. Like, I'm a person who goes to the doctors a lot. And so unfortunately, that coverage is important, because if I'm paying, you know, 80-20 and I have a high deductible, like I think our out-of-pocket family max is like $7,000. That's a lot if my out-of-pocket is $3,500. So that stuff adds up, and I'd almost rather make a little, this is me, not you, but make a little bit less and know I have full coverage, because then it's easy to budget, right? Yeah. Because if everything you need is covered, then you don't worry about getting hit with these random medical bills. But that being said, I would still look for what you want, which is good medical coverage and good income. And I think you can find it. And if you don't, there's no harm in looking.
That's why I'm telling my mom everything. Like, even with this job, going back to this university, because I used to work there before. Mm-hmm. And I loved it again, just trying to get more experience. And so I went to this organization, which was the worst decision of my life. But I got that experience to now get another site manager role, which is what happened. So that was exciting. Right. But now I'm like, I don't know. I feel like nothing could ever please me at this point. I'm also creative too, like I said, and then I also have ADHD. So it's like, I feel like I'm always just on the move looking for the next thing, you know? And I just wish I could just stay put. I really do.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. So obviously the way to get ahead financially is either to make more money, right? Or spend less. So any interests or anything that maybe would cater to that creative side of you that you could generate some additional income, where maybe it was something on the night, like one night a week or one weekend night a week, where you could bring in a couple $100s, because that would eliminate probably some financial pressure and maybe give you some of that outlet that you're looking for.
Yeah, so funny you ask. So I have this brand called Paint No Stress, and the idea is just build community and storytelling and all this lovely stuff with people in the community. You talk about certain sensitive subject matters you don't get a chance to really talk about with your family and, you know, loved ones, and just find your safe space. So along with us talking about different things, I also paint with people. And so people kind of know about it in the area because it's like a mid-sized city. People just kind of just know things. So normally at least once a year, I'll get like maybe twice a year, I'll get a call about, you know, doing that. I do not advertise myself enough. I don't brag about myself enough. And I have social media for that, separate from my personal page. And I just need to do more of that. And then every year, almost every year, I participate in our arts festival, which brings in about 2,000-3,000, I would say, I get, which is always nice. I know, right?
That's a lot. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, where does it go? You know, that's the question of the day.
Well, that's So you have the side hustle. So now we just need to make sure that we're so I think this is going to come down. I think it's going to be a mentality change, right? Like a mentality shift of like, I need to be intentional about where my money is going and be more, I don't want to say disciplined. I think we just need to change habits a little bit, right? And that doesn't happen overnight. That always takes time. But if you're, that would be a perfect way, like, to fund the emergency fund. Like, the money goes right from the art. But the issue is we're running out of money monthly, which I think is the problem. And so that's probably going to just take care of the overage every month.
Exactly.
Okay. So I'm going to challenge you for the month. And you could do it one of two ways. Maybe I shouldn't give you two ways to do it. Maybe that's a bad choice. Okay. So one way people do this is using cash for a month. I'm actually going to do this. I was going to put this on social media that starting August 1st, I was going to live on cash, except for, like, obviously your rent comes out of your bank account, but you know what that is. Because I also wanted to do it because I do think, as we've talked about, things have gotten really expensive. It's really easy to get to the end of the month and be like, we're technically have 600 left over. Like, we had enough money. I mean, that's 400 left over, which is $100 a week, which is very easy to that for that to slip away. Like, as we talked about, like DoorDash fees, or you went out and had a lot of tacos, whatever. But I think that sometimes taking a step back and saying, like, I'm going to be really intentional this month about where is my money going. And I want to stick to the categories I've selected. And I want to make sure that I'm really monitoring my spending. Now, this is something you can do for 1 month and see where it's going. And it could be, I think the hard part about this is people always think it's permanent. Like, I always am going to have to be restrictive. You're not always going to have to be restrictive. We just need to get a handle on everything. And once we get a handle on everything and we start to turn the ship around where we're staying within our means monthly, then you're going to start to make progress on your Capital One and on your credit cards. And once it starts to snowball, it's like once we get a handle on everything and you're not, because if we're negative every month, it'll never get better, right? And my concern for you is even if you get a job making more money, we still have the same problem.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so you've lived on less money before.
Yeah, yeah.
You've done it. It's very hard, though. This is where I actually think this initiated from. You made more and you have to go making less. And that is a very hard transition because you then have to go back to being mindful about your spending where you probably didn't have to be at 63,000. At 64, you weren't over every month. You were probably just covering. You weren't maybe saving as much as you wanted, but you knew you had the money and, you know, we can get away with it then. So now it's uncovered the problem a bit because we are making less, like significantly less money, but you can do it. You've done it before. So what I would do is take 1 month to be very strict about your spending and like be very conscious of every dollar. And if you want to do it with me, I'm going to do it starting August. I like round numbers. So I'm going to do it on August 1st and I'm going to post about it because I've been very frustrated and I'm like, oh, we have Paramount Plus. Like, I didn't remember signing up for debt to sign up for Paramount Plus. You know, like, yeah, I just, it gets, you know, it's very easy, even for me, to like, sometimes you just need to rein it in a little and like reset. And so this is, I'm going to do a reset in August. You're welcome to join me. And then I think once you do that and you're really disciplined for a set period of time and you see where the, you'll see where the money's going, right? Because now you have to think about where every dollar is. You're like, oh yeah, maybe I'm actually spending $400 a month on eating out. But that wasn't really the choice. That's not what I set up for myself. That happened carelessly. And so I think then once you do that and you can say, okay, this was a tough month, but I'm going to commit to doing this again next month because I had, we'll just say, then you actually had the $300 for the Capital One, you had the $350 for the credit cards, and you had, let's say, $200 left over. That will feel, I think, for you, very empowering. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last 3 years, I've been drinking AG1 every day with no exceptions. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel ready to take on my day. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. With AG1, I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients from Whole Foods. I like to think of it as my nutritional insurance. I know I'm covering my nutritional bases from the very start of the day. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/futurerich. That's drinkag1.com/futurerich. Check it out.
Yeah, it would. The one thing I will say, though, because I know there'll be a lot of just little small costs coming up because I am moving. Like, I think I owe $1,000 for something for the, you know, new apartment and then moving trucks, that kind of stuff. I'm a little concerned about actually trying to start in August, but I would love to. I would love to see what that looks like.
When are you moving?
So I moved September 30th. So I get one month free, which is, I know. I get 1 month free of rent, which is that whole September. Okay. And then I'll start paying rent in October, but I'll still be here and where I'm at now in September. So I'll still have to pay rent for here.
Can you leave? Break your lease? What's the terms to break the lease?
Oh my gosh. I don't even want to get into that. We'll need another hour to talk about that. I probably could, but there was a situation that occurred on the end of this place where I'm living at now. And the guy is such a slumlord that he assumed that I like made up something really weird whenever I had got someone before for my last apartment before I moved here again. And he jumped on the call and he was like, how dare you lie and say this, that, and the third. It was a whole thing. But just know that I wouldn't even want to try it again because I'm scared. Okay. I'm terrified, to be honest, because it wasn't even true what he said I did.
Okay, so then you won't have double rent, but you won't have a free month.
Yeah, not a free month, but at least it's not double rent.
Okay, and then you're planning on for the moving expenses. I'm assuming you're going to use a credit card. You'll put it on your credit card.
However I can get the money, whether it be a credit card or just my debit card from my work's income.
I think you should still do this with me August 1st. Okay. I mean, maybe then you end up saving a bit of money for the month and then you have more money for the move because moves are expensive.
Okay. I'll try it. Now I also have been paying back earning too for this paycheck coming in. I get paid once a month.
We are going to be on a strict budget, you and I, and anyone who would like to... So we're just making a public announcement that Monet and I are not going to be doing a whole lot in August. And if you'd like to see us, please come to our respective apartments and please bring some alcohol when you come.
Or pick me up and take me somewhere and pay for it. Thank you.
Yeah, that I'm available for that as well. I would still do it. There's always going to be months that things come up. The best case scenario is you do this and you save more money than you anticipated, that we cut out from other arenas. So like, let's say in August, probably no shopping, right?
Yeah.
Because we're working on a move. And you don't have a whole lot to cut from your budget. So maybe clothing. And then try and find the gap that we have, supposedly, that we have a little bit of a gap. So maybe we try to find that and we cut out clothing for the month of August.
Yeah. And grooming, I don't even get a chance to see this anyway, so I can just chop that off.
Yeah, we chop that off. That is a great way to save money, honestly. I haven't gotten a manicure all year or a pedicure. Yeah. I went to a wedding and I actually borrowed a, because my mom had like a little travel nail polish you get for free from somewhere.
Oh,
and I just
no,
brought that.
Man.
Yeah, I've brought that as my travel one. And yeah, I mean, I was just like, yeah, I guess I could have, but I'm spending money different ways this year. And so I feel I'm a big believer. I have to be better about this with my closet, but like when you buy something, you get rid of something. But I do think with expenses, like when I'm adding a new expense, I try and get rid of another expense, like for personal stuff, right? Like, so I'm spending more money on a gym, so I'm spending less money on that. But I am a really big believer that you lived on less before. I also have lived on less before. You can do it. It's like a muscle we need to use again that we haven't had to use. Cause once you don't need to use that muscle, we like get rid of it. Everyone gets rid of it. I will tell you that as people make more money, but they'll see. So I want to get rid of the problem of like not knowing where it goes. And because the thing is, what we see, and you'll see it on the podcast, is people will make more money and still be like, well, I'm not getting by monthly. And you're like, well, it's not really, to me, it's not an income problem. Yeah.
I think someone actually pointed that out to me, even though I was making whatever it was, 63 in total. I think I'm bringing in more money a month than what I was when I was making 63. And I was like, this is so embarrassing, but you know, it's so on brand for me. Why am I spending this?
But it's totally solvable. And I will also tell you that working with individuals who retire, it is generally not the super high income earners who retire super successfully. It's the ones, you can have a modest income. It's the ones who are very disciplined with their expenses who are super successful. And so the only way to change the trajectory is, I think, to like be a bit, not extreme, but to say, okay, I'm going to pause. I don't like how all of this feels. This is not what I want. I'm well-educated and I have a good job, and we don't even need to really worry. We don't need to worry about student loans. You're going to get those forgiven. And the $200 relative to your $3,500 take home is moderate. You know, that's fine. We can handle that. It's about the real issue is like, we just got to get a handle on the budget. Like, where is this money going? Cause it's not serving you.
Yeah, that's true. It just sucks. I'm like, why is this happening now? And it's nice outside. I'm single. I want to go places, you know, and I try to utilize my resources. I do know like DJs I can get in for free places. And I try to do those things as much as possible. I love walking. So I'll walk places. I have a free bus pass, public bus pass. Yeah. So that's always exciting to me. So I try to do that.
Yeah. You can like meet a friend in the park and bring your own food for dinner. Like the thing is, it takes more energy to be creative. It just does. It's so much easier to be like, let's meet at a brewery. Let's go here. And not, it takes a lot more energy to be like, I'm on a budget this week and I'm not buying any more groceries. So I'm going to have to pack a Tupperware and meet you somewhere. But you can still do it. It's just more advanced planning and a bit more creativity. And I would say on the flip side, like, if you think about, I also think that your single is helpful for one reason. You are completely in control of everything right now. So there's not somebody being like, let's go to dinner. Let's go do this. Cause then you kind of need a buy-in from your partner to also be on this path of like, let's rein it in. And if you have a partner who doesn't want to rein it in, I think it makes it a lot harder to rein it in when they're like, let's spend money. And you're like, no, I don't want to spend a dollar, not a dollar.
Exactly.
So this is like a good window to like reset while it's all up to you. It's completely up to you and in your control.
Yeah.
And then I think you'll be in a good spot. The fact that you made $2,000 to $3,000 at an art show, I mean,
yeah, I know. I want to go next year, even though I was like, I'm never going again because there's so much that had happened this year. But I'm going to work with our arts council and just kind of see if they can tweak a few things. And then if that's possible, then I would definitely consider it for next year for sure. But there's definitely a lot of upfront costs leading up to that. So it's like, it doesn't balance out. I definitely am spending less preparing than I am earning. But it's nice. It's nice just to be able to just like, showcase your work and definitely get the $2,000, $3,000.
Yeah. And if you can get your business to make you, even if it made $100 a week, if you did one event and charge people $20 to participate or whatever it is, because you do not need to do it for free at all. If you, right. And then now that's extra money. And then what it's, we got to turn everything around, but we have all the pieces is what I'm saying.
Yes. Very true.
It's just using them.
Yeah. I haven't thought about getting like an intern maybe to kind of help me organize that and make sure that I'm like seen in the city, you know, and because I feel like I lack in that a lot. I haven't thought about contracting. There's so many things I can do. I get really excited about, but am I doing it? No. I kind of just come home from work, play with my cat, and then eat, and then I go to sleep.
Yeah, it's hard. So, like, I would just set it up like part of your job. So, like, one on Mondays, I'm going to set up. So, is it like an in-person thing? Like, the paint, is it like you meet together to paint?
It can be virtual, too, to be honest. It can be virtual.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I would say I would, like, put it as, like, one day a week, I'm going to work on this for an hour. And my goal is to try and get it to make $100, even if it starts at $50 a week. That will make a big difference to you. That's $200 a month.
Yeah, very true.
And if you think of it from the way I need five people to pay $20, that's $100. And so if you get three people, we're still $60, you know? And just I would pick one night that's your night, like before you have dinner, but before you like put on Netflix or something, like you do 1 hour on this and try to make it a routine. So like I record the podcast on Saturday mornings generally. Would it be nice to sleep in on Saturday mornings? Sure. But once a month, I do a Saturday morning and I do like 4 hours on the podcast. And then that way it's just like a routine. I just know that generally I have to pick a Saturday where I'm going to commit to working. And then it just kind of happens once you get in the habit, I think.
I like that idea. I do. Because a lot of places I can think of that would probably want me back again. And I just don't mean like it only happens once and it's like, okay, see ya. Hopefully I'll see you again. You know, I like that idea a lot.
Okay, amazing. Okay, so your first things to do, a very easy solution, but I still think the budgeting is super critical, is to advocate for the raise and then get on the student loan repayment plans. So we can get rid of that. And then secondary is I think we have to do a real inventory of what's coming in and then where is it really going. And probably in the interim until we get caught up, you're going to have to cut back.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm gonna do it. So you won't be doing it alone.
Thank you.
and then I think the goal would be by the end of the year. So let's say you can do this. You get the move done. We don't accumulate much more debt. We start to pay it down, right? And then we get to the point where you're not negative monthly. Then I would say the goal next year is that we increase and start building that emergency fund. And in tandem, we increase the 403B. I don't want to do that now, obviously, because if we're already negative monthly, I don't want to add any more stress to that, because then what will happen is we put it in the 403B, we end up with too much credit card debt, we have to remove the 403B, we pay tax penalties, gets really icky. So I think the first thing is we fix the budget. I know you can live on less, you did it before. And then once you get there, then you have taken back all control, right? At that point, you are now in control of your money again, and that will be a very empowering feeling. And then from there, you'll start tackling little bits. It doesn't all have to be done. And then next year, we'll look at emergency fund and retirement.
Anybody's listening, you know where I am. I'll be in my home, never going outside again. Yeah. It's not till the end of the year.
I'm going to post about it. I actually was just thinking about it today. So I'm glad that I had you on, because I was like, I guess I should post about this.
It's exciting.
I will post about it on Future Rich Podcast, which is on Instagram. So just to give you an idea of what I'm doing, how I'm spending my time and what I'm doing for free. But my goal is to use cash. I think that will work nicely to try and pay for everything in cash. I'm sure if they accept it. The problem is some places are like cash, and we don't do that anymore. But basically, I'm just going to try and cut back to zero. So like I'm going to just do my bare minimum. Like I'm going to buy groceries, eat the groceries, that sort of thing, just so I can get a handle on like where the money is going.
Yeah, makes sense. I'll try my best to do the same thing in August with you.
Okay, amazing. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, I just... Honestly, my concern was just trying to stick to a budget and like trying to find ways to stay disciplined. It's just, I don't know. I feel like other than relationships, but clearly that's not the case. But other than relationships, I feel like I haven't really been so successful at being consistent with something. And so, and it's just sucks just being, like I said, my age and just wanting to see myself progress in this way. And I just feel like I'm not progressing at all. And I just want to find a way to actually see money saved and also be able to use money at the same time. What does that look like for me? I thought you would have a solution. And look, you do have a solution for me. So I'm excited.
I know, but the solution is not an easy one. I will tell you that. There is like there's no magic bullet when it comes to this, unless you said, I'm going to pick up a definitive second job, which there's all, if you decide you don't want to do the art thing and you just want to get a waitressing job or dog walking job or whatever, and definitively make like a set, someone else is going to tell you what you're going to make versus building your own side hustle. Either are fine. And you might say, I'd really rather just get a dog walking gig or a babysitting gig or whatever, or tutoring, whatever it is that you want. And I know I'm going to make another $200 to $300 a month because I don't want to have to have the Monday night where I have to work on the business to make the money. I just want to go somewhere and make money. There's nothing wrong with that either. I waited tables for years. So to me, it was like social. I got a free meal, a free glass of wine, and money. So I was like, win. Yeah. And it was a night I didn't spend money by being in a restaurant, right? Because I was already there working.
Yeah. I definitely thought about it because I actually wanted to move to DC so bad. It's all I want to do in my life, to just move to DC and just start new. And it's so expensive there. I don't even know where I would even begin. So that's not on the list right now, unfortunately, unless a job does come up. That would be amazing. Like, you know, I have been applying to DC as well, and something comes up and out the door I go. But for now, I'm just kind of focused on, you know, what's happening right here in front of me and see what that looks like.
Yeah. So then if that's the case, then I would, let's see if we can get your money to go further, which means we're going to just need to be disciplined about where is it going out throughout the month. I do think that you have enough coming in that we have to get the credit cards down and then get the capital one up. And that one trick I tell people, but I just don't know in your case, is like where you pre-set up your savings. The problem is if you're going over, you're just going to pull it back out of savings, right? That's what's been happening.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's indicative of like, there's just the spend, we're overspending monthly. So I just think, I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think it will be eye-opening.
Yeah.
Be super strict about what you're spending your money on for a month and see like, okay, how much did I actually have left over? And like, where are these sneaky expenses coming from?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, geez, I'll give you updates.
All right. Give us updates. Well, Monet, we'd love to have you back and see how it's going. And yes, you can follow us on Instagram while I do this starting in August.
Yes.
And for all of our lovely listeners, you can follow along for this August no spending challenge that Monet and I will be doing. So you can follow on Instagram, and then you can also follow along for our most up-to-date information on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Time for our disclaimer. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance references are historical and do not guarantee future results. Make sure that you consult with your own legal, tax, and/or financial advisor before making any decisions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.